Once we bring you coverage of Nebraska Lead Group 32 on their International Study Travel Seminar, as our travels take us into the Czech Republic. We start to tour some farms in the region, and we're joined by Roman Haruda. He's a cattle breeding specialist, also very familiar with agriculture in the area. And Roman, as we talk about agriculture here in the Czech Republic, what is the impact of this industry?
The impact of the agricultural industry is about from 2-2.5% of gross national product in Czech Republic. Not so big.
You know, who owns the majority of the farms?
Normally, the main majority of the farms are family farms, but only one third of the agricultural fields are working the family farms. The rest, they are the LTD companies and cooperatives, and they are working more than two thirds of the fields on Czech Republic.
Has there been a lot of change in, you know, farm ownership and farm size since the fall of communism?
Yes, there are big changes because some of family farms are finished and are growing, are going bigger and bigger, the family farms. On the other hand, the companies like co-ops and LTDs are missing some fields because new family farms are starting. That's the main changes.
When we've studied this region, it's quite diverse. And what are the main crops that the Czech Republic raises?
You mean on the fields, the main crops? The main crops on the fields are mainly the wheat, barley, and grain, and also interesting are the vineyards, hops, and apple trees. That's the main crop on the fields.
You also have some livestock present in this area, as you took us to a couple different dairies. And what are the main livestock that is raised here in the Czech Republic?
The livestock, from the cattle, there are two breeds, main breeds. One is Flakfi, is the Central Europe breed, the double purpose for milk and meat. It's about 45% cattle in Czech Republic, and the rest, about 55%, is Holstein.
There's also some hog production you mentioned, and you know, how prominent is hogs here in the Czech Republic?
Pigs, yes, the pigs, they are going down. Last 10 years, the drop down very, very dramatically, about 50% down, because the price of the pork is very poor, and the costs for the Czech farmers are high. That's why the Czech production is cover only 40% of the domestic interest of the pork. Rest is import of the pork.
And as we look into the future, what do you think the biggest concerns that farmers have right now about the future of agriculture here in the Czech Republic?
The biggest concern is if the farmers are families, the biggest concern is for the future generation, because they like to find somebody who will continue with the farming. And if I see for the co-ops or LTD companies or stock companies, they like to find the much more diversification of the production. That means not doing only milk production, but take also pig production or apple trees and vineyards to do the much more diversification of the production.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us and presenting to our group today. We've been joined by Roman Haruta. He's an agricultural specialist as he presents to Nebraska Lead Group 32. As we bring you coverage from the Central Czech Republic, I'm Leslie Smith.